Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. I got to change that music. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Feeling a little bit better. I was a little all under the weather last week. I'm going to go on the radio and be all coffee and all that stuff. So, you know, I had to take a weekend off, come back. Anyways, the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your well wishes, and thank you for your wishes for my birthday. My birthday was a couple weeks ago. Birthday was February 21st. And I had my little shindig, my little get-together at the Railroad Cigar Lounge in Newark on the 23rd. It's a great time. Shout out to Rashima Cabezas. Shout out to her. How you doing, smart sister? Shout out to all my peeps who came down to the... you know, I had a little get-together, maybe 20, 25 people at the Railroad Cigars, Pulaski Street, 189 Pulaski Street in Newark. Last Saturday evening, I had about 20, 25 people there. Shout out. Thank you. Thank you, Rashima. Thank you. Pray for me, please. I can sure use it. I'm going to pray for you, too. Pray for the world, the way things are going on right now. It's really crazy. But anyway, had a great time. Thank you to everybody who showed up for my little shindig at the Railroad Cigars. 189 Pulaski Street in Newark, New Jersey. Everybody had a great time. I had about 20, 25 people there. Thank you to, my friends who, one young lady, Trinae, who cooked the food, and another young lady, and no, before you start thinking that, no, another young lady, Melande, who brought the cupcake cake. So I really didn't have to do that much. But thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for showing up for me. Good. But Cabezas. Okay, I did. All right, good. Rashima S. Cabezas. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to her. I was wondering if I pronounced her name right. You know, my best friend was Eddie Martinez. You know, when I grew up in Jersey City back in the day, and shout out to Lamont Gates. I grew up in Jersey City, and back in the day, Jersey City was very... Where I lived at in Jersey City, Montgomery Street, Brunswick, down by the old Dixon Pencil Factory, down there. And it was a very diverse community. There were all types of people in there. It was black, Hispanic, white, Puerto Rican. You know, from what I remember from my childhood, it wasn't a whole lot of racism back then. At least it wasn't as pervasive as it is today. You know, now you see all kinds of stuff. But back in the day, you just didn't, you know, we just weren't paying attention to it. You just didn't see it. But, it was a great time back then. Downtown Jersey City, all my Jersey City peoples in the house, holla at me. In any case, so once again, thank you, everybody, who came to my birthday party at the Railroad Cigar Lounge in 189 Pulaski Street in the city of Newark, New Jersey. Thank you so much, everybody, who showed up for me. A small thing. I didn't want it to be too big. I think 20, 25 people were there. And a good time was had by all. Okay, so R. Kelly. You know, I used to like the idea that we had kind of like the same name. I mean, the same first initial anyway, and the same last name. And shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who, incidentally, I know I'm switching gears a lot here. Sharon Allen Chambers, who did win the, who did get the first Ron Kelly Show prize pack. She was so excited. Thank you, Sharon, for posting that picture up there. And thank you for being a loyal listener of the Ron Kelly Show. You know, it's so hard to get people's attention these days. I mean, everybody's attention span is so short. And even mine at times can be kind of short. So I want to thank everybody who shows up every Thursday night, 7 p.m. No matter how long you stay. You stay for a few minutes to leave, whatever the case may be. You know, but thank you for taking time out to indulge me here on the Ron Kelly Show. So R. Kelly, you know, and I'm just so, you know, I'm just, oh, man, you know, breaking news. R. Kelly's going to jail. Breaking news. R. Kelly, I mean, you know, what the hell is going on with it seems like our people, black folks, are getting more enjoyment out of R. Kelly's legal troubles than any other nationality. You know, breaking news this, breaking news that. And you see all over Facebook, all over social media, how folks are reposting about R. Kelly. It's like almost that they're enjoying his misery. And I'm talking about black folks. It's almost like they're enjoying his misery, you know. And you see, we, you know, at some point, you know, black folks are going to have to understand that we have to support our people no matter what they say that they did. You know, because we're the first ones to, we're the first ones to jump on the bandwagon and start prosecuting our people before the white man even gets to it. And this is, and I think it's a shame. And I see all of this breaking news: R. Kelly's back in jail for child support. Breaking news. It's almost like people are enjoying that. I'm like, give me a break. You see, this is why we're in the predicament we're in today. And I talk about this a lot. And I know some of y'all don't like it. And you know what? I don't care if you don't like it, because it's bigger than me and it's bigger than you. And the reason why we're at where we're at today is because we have no cohesiveness, we have no unity, you know, kicking each other's backs, and you know, and this R. Kelly thing, which I haven't even watched. I didn't watch the R. Kelly thing. I didn't even want to be bothered with it. And the Michael Jackson Neverland, I didn't watch that either. I don't have time for that nonsense. You know, because that's somebody else's story. We none of us don't know. What happened with Michael Jackson? I mean, nobody knows. How many people have lied in order to gain some financial, a better financial situation? Yeah, so we don't know. We don't know what happened with R. Kelly. I mean, yeah, rumors have been flying around for years about R. Kelly, and yeah, he allegedly had married Aaliyah. Aaliyah was only 15 years old. You know. But other than that, I mean, that's the only documented situation that we know of. Everything else is by somebody else's mouth. You know, everything else is by the families of the so-called hostages. And I don't believe for a second that R. Kelly, and like he said in his interview with Ms. Gayle King, and like he said, I don't have to hold anybody hostage. And I believe that. He doesn't have to hold anybody hostage. He's R. Kelly. You know, any woman, well, not any woman, but most women, would have no problem being with him, you know. So I'm just not totally convinced. It's 10 minutes past the hour. I'm not really convinced that R. Kelly held anybody hostage. The whole thing I think is shout out to Terry Price, shout out to Lamont Gates, and shout out to Lamont Gates, who says the case against R. Kelly seems solid based on what the prosecutors say they have. Exactly, Lamont, based on what the prosecutors say they have. Now, how many times have prosecutors lied? How many times have witnesses lied to make cases? How many times? Hundreds of times. MJ, not so much. Shout out to my son, R. Kelly Jr. The case against R. Kelly seems solid based on what the prosecutors say they have, says Lamont Gates. MJ, not so much. Michael Jackson, not so much, is what he actually means. Those two money grabbers have a history of lying and manipulation. You see, now anybody in their right mind would not send it based on the even just based on the rumors and innuendo about R. Kelly over the last 20 years or so since he left Public Announcement back in the 90s. I was young back then. And so what happened was these families are now saying that shout out to Yolanda Dawkins and shout out to Michael Bishop. Shout out to Yolanda Dawkins. There's her own radio show. I believe it was on last night, Facebook Live. Yeah, so here's the thing. Now, R. Kelly, there's no way I would have brought my daughter to R. Kelly and just left her there. Now, I'm just talking about no grown man. Even if R. Kelly didn't have any reputation, I'm not going to bring my teenage daughter to R. Kelly or any man and leave them at his house. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't care how big a star he is. I wouldn't care how much my daughter wanted to be a star. Now, if I could go now, if he wants to produce her, and he has a studio in his house, he wants to produce her, he wants to cut a track for her, he wants to cut a demo for her, then either myself or my daughter's mother would have been there. Shout out to Mike Gates, who says also they got another video on R. Kelly as well as DNA, according to Avenetti. Avenetti's an ambulance chasing bum, you know. Avenetti is an ambulance chasing bum. He's just like that chick, Gloria Allred, you know, just headline grabbing audience chasing bums, you know. I don't believe anything Michael Avenetti says. You see, because after he used Stormy Daniels for whatever notoriety he can wring out of her, then he dumped her and jumped on the bandwagon with this R. Kelly stuff. So Avenetti is a bum. He should be disbarred. So Lamont Gates says they've got another video on R. Kelly as well as DNA, according to Avenatti. It's not looking good. See, no, of course it's not looking good, Lamont. Of course, but it's looking good for the Hollywood producer. It's looking good for Charlie Rose. It's looking good for Michael Weinstein or Harvey Weinstein, whatever his name is. It's looking good for Bill O'Reilly. You know, it's looking good for President Trump. It's looking good for everybody except for the African Americans who have been accused of this stuff. Now, I'm not an alarmist, and I'm not a racial alarmist, and I'm not going to run around, oh, it's a black white man and all of this stuff. But take a look at it, though. I mean, Bill Cosby's in jail. You know, it was adjudicated earlier. He was found not guilty or whatever the case may be. Now he goes back. So Lamont Gates, we have to look at what's going on here. Because all of these people, Matt Lauer and all these powerful white folks who have been accused of this stuff, look how fast they buried the case with the Ryan Seacrest. Look how quick they buried that. Boom, you heard about it for one day. And Ryan Seacrest is a big star. I mean, big host or whatever the case may be. I mean, he's not an actor or anything like that. Lasted for one day. You see, so here's the thing. Now, if you look at this stuff, I mean, and I'm not the first person to jump on the racial bandwagon, but if you look at this stuff, Bill Cosby is in prison, an 80-year-old man. I mean, give me a break. 80 years old. I mean, what the hell is he going to be? Problem is he going to, you know, threat he's going to be to society, 80 years old. And now you have R. Kelly. And then you have the Michael Jackson thing. Now, Michael Jackson is dead. He's been dead for a long time. So what the hell is the point of bringing up anything about Michael Jackson? And I was at the Cigar Lounge last night, and somebody had mentioned it. Did Elvis Presley, Priscilla Presley was 15 when she married her. Priscilla Presley was 15 years old. I'm not 100% sure. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not 100% sure that Elvis Presley married Priscilla Presley when she was 15. But from what I understand, he met her when she was only 15 years old. And nobody's talking about Elvis Presley. You see, so we have to take a look at this. We have to be mindful that everything is not racial, but you have to take a good look at some of these situations. Everything is not racial, but some things definitely are. Thank you, Terry Price. Terry Price, who I be jumping on for outrageous posts. Terry Price, who I pick on every now and then for my rage, from some of my outrageous posts that he makes. You know, I'll talk about that in the second part of the show. But yeah, we have to look at this stuff now. You have to take a look at this with this R. Kelly stuff. And it seemed like a lot of y'all out there are enjoying this. Oh, breaking news. R. Kelly did this. Breaking news. R. Kelly's in jail. Breaking news. Bill Cosby convicted. You know, and I'm not going to say that I don't ever do it, because I do, but I don't try to wear it out. Shout out to Michael Mazak all the way up there in Massachusetts, I believe, still. You see, it seems like we social media is not, I'm not dictating what I think social media should, well, yes, I am dictating what I think social media should be. Let's cut to the chase. It seems like, you know, all you see is these posts about R. Kelly, one after the other, after the other, after the other. R. Kelly, I'm so sick of hearing about R. Kelly because I see it on Facebook all the time. R. Kelly this, R. Kelly that. And it looks like, and I'm talking about us black folks. We shouldn't even be posted about this stuff. We shouldn't even be posted. When something bad happens to a black celebrity, we shouldn't even be posted. We shouldn't post it at all, period. Because I think if we didn't post it, you wouldn't see it. Because white folks will be posted about R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and all this nonsense. Not most of them don't. And I know a lot of white folks. There's a lot of white folks listening to this radio show. There's a lot of white. There's more white folks than black folks that listen to the Ron Kelly show. They are. When they come on the radio, I can see mostly on the radio. They don't really go on Facebook Live. They go on the radio. And I look at a lot of their pages. There's thousands of people who listen to the R. Kelly show every week. And I look at their pages, and they're not even posting, shout out to Tara Myers, Terry Price, haha. They're not even, white folks are not even posting about R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and all this nonsense. I look at a lot of their pages, and they're not even posting about that. You know who posted about R. Kelly and all this nonsense? Black folks. Black folks are the ones who are posting about R. Kelly. Breaking news. What the hell do you mean? Breaking news is something. If you're the first person to hear something, it's breaking news. But by the time it gets to most of us, millions of people already knew about it. So, come on. Breaking news. I mean, you happy about that? That R. Kelly is in jail? You happy that R. Kelly owes $166,000 in child support? He, I tell you, the brother was talking about people taking his money. I believe him. I believe that people probably stole his money, because there's no way that R. Kelly should be broke after all the money he's made, all the hits he's written, not just for himself, but the hits that he's written for, and the all the careers he's revived, like Charlie Wilson and so many other people, Ron Isley, and so many. So many careers that R. Kelly has revived, not saying his own Grammy winning stuff that he's got going on. So there is no way that R. Kelly can be broke. So I think somebody did steal his money. I really do. It's 20 minutes past the hour. So all of this, black folks seem to get more enjoyment out of things that happen to other black folks than any other nationality. And I'm telling you, I'm going to make a commitment from now on, unless it's police related, like a black person being victimized, I'm not posting nothing about anything that happens to a black person or black celebrity, unless it's police violence. But if it's a celebrity nonsense, I'm not posting that. And you can, I'm saying that here today, March 7th. Shout out to my sister's birthday, I think. Shout out to her. I'm not posting any more stuff about black celebrities or black folks who and come into situations like R. Kelly or Bill Cosby. I'm not posting about it anymore. See, we make this stuff go viral. It's black folks that make this stuff go viral. It's white folks could care less about what happened to Bill Cosby or R. Kelly. They don't give a damn. It's us that's constantly posting and sharing over and over and over and over and over again about our own people. It doesn't make any sense. Your second break, we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And yeah, it's us. We're the ones who make this stuff go viral, this R. Kelly stuff, and, you know, like we're enjoying it. Like we're like, oh, R. Kelly's in trouble. Oh, wow. Well, you know, give me a break. Give me a break. And speaking of stroke, you know, just stroke is no joke, y'all. You know, peace be upon the guy from 90210 who recently died as a result of a stroke. And stroke, and you know, and strokes, and the statistics on strokes are you know, black folks, we suffer from everything. More than anybody else. Part of it is because a lot of us don't have good health care, and some of it is diet. But let me tell you, the five warning signs of stroke are sudden numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body, sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding speech, sudden vision problems in one or both eyes, sudden difficulty walking or dizziness, loss of balance or problems with coordination, or a severe headache with no known cause. You see, so, you know, and black folks suffer, you know, we suffer from everything more than most other ethnic groups, because we don't have the health care, but there are some, it's the health care, and it's also the diet. It's the health care and the diet. You know, you can be doing your own thing. You can be feeling fine, and it's true. You can be inches away from a stroke. And what doctors say about stroke is, for the most part, the first symptom of a stroke is a stroke. So definitely get those blood pressures checked out. You know, I monitor mine on a regular basis. Cholesterol levels and stuff like that. Those are the things. Those are the major things that lead to stroke. So definitely get those blood pressures under control. If it's not, get those cholesterol levels under control. I do lifeline screening. I really don't want to talk about them because they're not paying me to. But lifeline screening is something that I do. It's not invasive. You know, you don't even have to really take all your clothes off. You go there. They have them all around different places, different neighborhoods and churches, mostly synagogues and places like that. You can go in there and you can get your lifeline screening, get your arteries checked, check you for aortic aneurysm. They check you for blocked arteries, your blood pressure and diabetes. You can get a check for that and all kinds of stuff. So definitely I would recommend, because I go. And I would recommend that you go, because I want to see you here next week. So we don't want you to go anywhere. So definitely get your stuff under control, because you could be feeling fine and not be fine. So definitely get that checked out. All right, everybody, it's about 20-something minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Kim Jong-un is back at it again, building missiles. I didn't watch the R. Kelly or the Michael Jackson biographies, but I did watch the Donald Trump biography. And they didn't mention Stormy Daniels or anything like that. They didn't mention that. Now, they did mention the fact that Trump's father, Fred Trump, was found guilty of discriminating in housing when they started out in Queens, Lefrak City, and some of those places. And Fred Trump and the Trump organization, well, not necessarily the Trump organization, but Fred Trump was found guilty of discriminating against black folks, people of color. But other than that, they didn't say anything bad about Donald Trump. They even made his cheating sound good, you know. And see, this is the dynamic I wanted to draw between R. Kelly and who was made to look like there's such a thing is called the golden hour. Shout out to Rashima Escabezas, who says there is such a thing is called golden hour. The onset and get to the hospital 0 to 1 hour. Yes, that's true, but the whole idea is to avoid it completely. If you can avoid it completely by monitoring your blood pressure, monitoring your cholesterol level, because those are the two things that really will get you. The blocked arteries and stuff like that, that's what I highly recommend. Instead of going to a doctor, I prefer to go to Lifeline Screening, because that's all they do. You know, doctors, general practitioners, they do a whole bunch of stuff, and they may not be as thorough as these people are, but that's all they do. So I definitely recommend anybody going to get Lifeline Screening. Yeah, so I didn't watch the R. Kelly. I mean, I saw enough of y'all posting about it, so I didn't really have to watch it. But I did watch the Donald Trump biography. That I did watch. And they talked about Donald Trump's dad, Fred Trump. But they made it seem so, they made Trump's biography seem like a love story or something. Because they showed him in the beginning, you know, how he came to build Trump Tower and stuff like that. And they didn't mention Stormy Daniels. They didn't mention anything like that. They didn't mention any, you know, even though when Trump was married to Ivana Trump was really the brains behind the Trump organization back in the day. And when she got old, he dumped her for this chick. I forget her name. He dumped her for some of y'all. Just one of y'all tell me on a Facebook feed. And he dumped her for this younger chick. You know, and then she wasn't, and then he saw that the grass wasn't always green on the other side, like a lot of us do. Shout out to Gil Maisto Jr. and Aaron, if he's around anywhere. So, you know, so Ivana Trump was the brains behind the Trump empire early on. She was an executive with the Trump empire. She was the brains behind the operation. So when Trump got tired of her, and when she got a little older, he dumped her. He dumped her for this other young chick. I forget her name. But the way they told the story, they didn't make it seem like Trump ever did anything wrong. And that's what was disturbing to me. See, that's why I was telling everybody, you know, hey, what's going on, Gil? So I'll see you guys over there tomorrow night at JR. In any case, Rashima Escabez is going back to the stroke thing. If you think you're having a stroke, don't wait and lay down. Right. Right. Thank you, Sharon Allen. Thank you, Sharon Allen Chambers. My sister, Marla Maples. Right. That's the person, when he got tired of, when Ivana Trump got a little old, he dumped her from Marla Maples. And he didn't even stay married to Marla Maples that long, because he, like many of us, found out that the grass is not always green on the other side of the street. Trump found that out. So he wound up divorcing Mama Maples. And then we know what happened. He ran into Melania. Melania Knauss, her name was at the time. And he met her, and he wound up marrying Melania Knauss, who is now the First Lady of the United States of America, Melania Trump. But they made it seem so nice and made a nice little package out of biography, the Trump dynasty. The R. Kelly, they made out to be the devil and reincarnated. I mean, come on. Trump has been accused of the same stuff that R. Kelly has been accused of to a degree. But the Trump biography was a very nice piece, and they didn't say really, I don't know if any of y'all saw it, but I saw it, and that's the one I wanted to see. Because I hear about enough about R. Kelly and Cosby stuff from y'all, so I didn't even have to watch it. But thank you, Sharon Allen Chambers, for giving me that Marla Maples. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, most of the other white celebrities you mentioned in the same predicament as R. Kelly did not have charges brought by the victims, unlike Cosby and Kelly. Also, you must know that black women were responsible for bringing the law to Kelly and Cosby. Well, you know what, Lamont? Now, I'm gonna stop right there. Shout out to Susan Kirkland. I'm gonna stop right there, because guilty. I didn't do my prep work like I should have. Guilty. But the supermodel, one of the women who accused Cosby. I believe she's one of the first supermodels. The lady who accused Cosby. She was one of the first supermodels ever. Now, she admitted recently that she lied on the stand, or she embellished the story for her book. But that's not supposed to matter now. She embellished the story for her book. Now, if she embellished a story for a book, then she shouldn't even been allowed to testify, period. But she admitted that she did that thing for his book. Now, Lamont Gates, there was no black women in the Cosby thing that I saw. I didn't see any black women in that. Unless I just wasn't looking. But I didn't see any black women in the R. Kelly thing. I mean, in the Bill Cosby thing. I didn't see any black women in that. There was all white women, and it was a white women. It was all white women. Ugly white women. I can't understand. Cosby needed glasses more than he needed anything else. Because that Andrea Constance is a beast. She looks like a transgender accident. And I can't understand why oh, my God. See, because the whole thing with the Cosby stuff, see, that, I'm not a psychologist, and not a psychologist, and I can't say he had an illness. Bill Cosby is the most powerful man in Hollywood, especially during the time of the Cosby Show. And I'm sure there were women throwing themselves at him. He could have had anybody he wanted for as long as he wanted. So I just don't understand this thing with him where he felt compelled to drug these women. But back to you, Lamont Gates. I didn't see anything. I didn't see any black women in the Cosby thing. Unless somebody can look it up and tell me, I didn't see any black women accusing Cosby of drugging them. I didn't see any black women. Okay, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour, and you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Once again, thanks to everybody who showed up at my birthday party last week at the Railroad Cigars. Well, I'm losing my mind here. At the Railroad Cigars, 189 Pulaski Street in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to Andre Sayegh. And it's between Andre Sayegh and I'm going to move off the national platform for a minute, let everybody know. And shout out to Andre Sayegh, who is competing with I'm trying to figure out who has the most. Who has the most Facebook Live time, but maybe I might have them both beat. But anyway, shout out to Sharon Allen, who says, yeah, blinded by his sexual sin. Well, you know, it's just, but the man was 80 years old, you know. The man was 80 years old, and in my estimation, he should have been, you know, I don't think he should have went to prison. Not at 80 years old. You know, I mean, what possible threat could Bill Cosby be to anyone? You know, because the jig is up, the word is out, everybody knows what he does. So there's no way that he's going to cause harm to anybody. So we had the meeting. We had another Trump-a-thon in Vietnam and failed once again. And Kim Jong-un is going right back home and started building missiles again. You see, you know, this is something that people should be concerned about. Yeah. See, because we, you know, in the hood and stuff, and you know, in black neighborhoods, we don't worry about nuclear war. But it's a real possibility. Now, these are things that we need to be paying attention to. But lots of you want to post about R. Kelly, breaking news. You ain't got no damn breaking news. Because everybody, 20 million people knew about it before you found out about it. So it's not breaking news. Breaking news is when you're the very first person who knows. So if you're about to shoot yourself, you can say, breaking news, I'm about to shoot myself. Because nobody else knows about that but you. That's breaking news. So this is something that people, shout out to Timothy Williams. Oh, congratulations on your grandkid, man. It's very nice. Yeah, so this is something that we should be concerned about. You know, this is something that black folks, everybody should be concerned about. That this summit did not bear any type of fruit. You see, the United States wants to dictate to people what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing. You know? In order for North Korea to enjoy some kind of economic viability, they have to give up their weapons. So it's like, okay, drop your gun and we'll feed you. You know, and I'm not saying that I'm down with the North Koreans or anything like that, but we're not always going to be able to throw our weight around like we have done, you know, in the past. People are not afraid of America that much as much as they used to be. And Kim Jong-un is not afraid of America at all. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who just looked up, and I thought you would, Lamont. I knew you'd be back. Lamont Gates, who just looked up the 58 Cosby accusers, mostly non-black, but at least four were black like Charlotte Fox. But none of them came forward. None of the black ones, to my knowledge, Lamont, correct me if I'm wrong, none of the black women came forward. None of the black women came forward, to my knowledge, from what little I know about the Cosby saga. None of the black women came forward. It was only the white women. And with R. Kelly, the 99% black, he says, 1%, one Hispanic, 99%. So, you know, shifting back to R. Kelly, though, now you have R. Kelly, you have the situation where the women, the two women, very nice looking women too, by the way, who are saying that there's no R. Kelly, is not holding them hostage, that everything is a lie, that people, and they're talking about their own mothers and fathers, and they're saying that they're trying to get money and stuff like that. And you see, I don't know, when you hear that kind of stuff, and you hear that the daughters accusing their parents of trying to get money from R. Kelly and saying that they're out to ruin his career, how did that end? Okay, I'm not sure how that ended or why, but it's 20 minutes before y'all. Take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I think it's the Ron Kelly Show with his own Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Still coughing just a little bit, just an annoying little cough. But I got some night clothes that are going to do the trick. Anyway, thank you, everybody. It's 15 minutes before the hour. Shout out to everybody who partakes of this program every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, we lost the feed, lost Facebook feed. Sorry about that. I can't really, you know, apologize for it because it wasn't my fault. But we lost the Facebook feed just a few minutes ago. It just blinked out and said, so unless they cut the time down for video broadcasting on Facebook, I can't understand why that happened. Anyway, everybody is 15 minutes before the hour, 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you are watching, listening to, or both of the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So I had a conversation about Bill Cosby, and what I understand about Bill Cosby, shout out to Keith Hall, University 80s. It's every Tuesday night. I believe it's 7 to 9 Central, I believe, or it's 8 to 10 Central. 7 to 9 Eastern, I think it's 7 to 9 Eastern, and it's 8 to 10 Central Time, I believe, because the show originates in Texas. So check out my boy, Keith Hall, University of the 80s, every Tuesday evening, 8 to 10 Eastern, I think, 8 to 10 Eastern, I think it's 9 to 11 Central, I believe that's how it goes. Keith, correct me if I'm wrong. So check out Keith Hall, University of the 80s on the Fishbowl Radio Network. All right, right now you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank everybody for jumping over, because my feed just 9 to 11 Central Time. Okay, I think I had it right then, yeah. It's 8 to 10 Eastern, 9 to 11 Central. It's University of the 80s. Keith Hall is the host, and it's on the Fishbowl, my former place, Fishbowl Radio Network. Check them out. It's a very good show. Okay, so Lamont Gates still indulging me here, and there were no, from what I understand from the Bill Cosby situation, there were no black women who came forward. Likewise, my bro. Likewise, Keith Hall. We've been at this for a minute, man. The promised land is coming, brother. The promised land is coming. We're both going to be syndicated. We'll be laughing about all this nonsense, you know, but the pain will definitely be worth the pleasure a little bit later on once these shows hit the open market. So, you know, I'll keep listening to you. You keep listening to me. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. One of these days, we're going to get that call. And Premier Radio Networks, whoever it is, I don't even care at this point, is going to say, hey, I like what you're doing. I'm looking forward to it. So, we grunt, we grind for right now. We do the things we need to do because you got to be on the radio to say you're on the radio. You need some kind of resume, and this is it. This is like the portfolio, you know. This is like the portfolio for radio personalities. So you have to be doing something. You have to have something that people can reference. So this is what it is. So this is the portfolio. This is like Keith's show. This is like the this is like the portfolio for radio. Just like a model has a portfolio of pictures, a radio personality has a portfolio of audio, of shows and demos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Lamont Gates, so shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, what kind of show does Keith do? Keith does a music show. Keith's show is called, it's 80s music. It's University 80s. And that's what he does. He does a very good 80s music show. And Keith's been doing that for a long time. So there must have been a lot of music made in the 80s, but I don't think it's all 80s. I mean, it's probably a majority of 80s. But it's a good show. I've checked it out many times. And I encourage everybody else to check it out too, Tuesday night, 9 to 11 Central, Keith Hall, University 80s on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay, so, yeah, so Lamont Gates, I didn't see where there were too many, the black, see, you know, you don't want to, I hate getting into this black and white stuff, you know, I really hate, you know, doing it. But it's a fact of life, you know. It's the American way. It's been that way for a long, long time, because black folks were not written into the Constitution. When the Constitution of the United States of America was written a couple of hundred years ago, black folk were in it, but we were considered as livestock. We were like a cow or a pig or a donkey or a horse. That we were considered like livestock. That was our level of respect, so to speak. That was our level of humanity. That's what we were considered as. We were considered as livestock, even though we're human beings and we can walk and talk and do all the things that white people did, but we were considered livestock back in the day. So shout out to Jeff Franklin. So black folks need to understand that we weren't even, and I'm not trying to stir the black pot and stir up the nonsense. No. But see, what you got to understand, before you get all bent out of shape, and because I see a lot of y'all, when you post on, you know, when you see somebody getting beat up by the police or something like that, and see, we're the only ones that post, we make that stuff go by. White folks don't even post that kind of stuff. You know, white folks don't post about Bill Cosby, and white folks really don't post about R. Kelly. We're the ones that do that. We're the ones. Black folks are the ones who make this stuff go viral. You know what I'm saying? So when you see, I'm not saying don't get mad about when you see the police beating up somebody or something like that, but get mad enough to do something about it. There's a lot of us, we get mad and we go back to our whole life, you know, like, oh, I'm mad and, oh, boy, let me go hang out, or let me go do this, or let me go do that. And we get mad for a minute, and then we forget about things. You know, we get mad for a second, and we move on. And this is what happens every time somebody gets killed, from Trayvon Martin on down to people prior to that. Eleanor Bumpers, way back in the 80s, a grandmother who got killed in the project because she had a bat. Some lady was 60-something years old. What possible threat can a 60-plus-year-old woman with a bat be? What possible threat could she be against two or three police officers, even with her? And so many black folks have been killed over the years, and what we do, we get mad, we post about it, we get mad, and we the next day it's back to business. Go to work and do whatever I do and hang out wherever, and it's all over. So we just had the Stephon Clark killed in the backyard of his grandmother's house. And the people who, the black folks, once again, posted about it. Oh, I'm mad. So what? Turn that anger into action. And I'm not saying go out and kill police or anything like that. I don't advocate violence against the police. And I'm a supporter of police. But I'm a supporter of good police, not the bad ones. And so what happens, we get mad, we post stuff about people getting beat. I saw a picture of a naked black woman getting, the police was, and a black cop was wearing her out. He had no right to do that. Now, whoever posted it didn't say where it was. They didn't say you know, I guess they didn't have any information, but they were just such in a hurry to post it, but they didn't post like where it was, what town was it, what police department was it, nothing. They're just such in a hurry to post this nonsense that they just put it up there with no information. So if you're going to post something about somebody getting beat up, at least do your due diligence and find out where it happened, who the perpetrator was, if it was a police officer, what police department was it. I mean, get that information. And so when you post it up there, you're able to post what police department it was. Because a lot of times we don't. And we never know what the heck was going on 8 minutes before the hour. So and we're so fast to post this stuff with the black person gets killed, an unarmed black man gets killed. Yeah, I'll post about it. Yeah, but every week I'm doing something about it. And I'll be more than, I've reached out to some people, some of y'all, and you know who you are. I've reached out to some people on Facebook to try to pull together something. See, that's what we do. See, that's what black, and I'm not knocking us. We have a lot going on. But you see, but we have a lot of problems too. A lot of communication problems between each other, you know. But I love my people. I love being a black man. I wouldn't want to be anything else. But because I don't know anything else. But, you know, we have to, see, because here's what we do. Like, we all, I don't like you, or I'm not working with you, no matter what the issue is. If I don't like you, I'm not working with you, no matter what the issue is. I'm not working with you. I'm done. You know, and that's one of the problems that we have as a people. When we get mad at each other, get angry at each other, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to talk. And see, and a lot of times we support people who we like, but we don't know what the hell they're about. But we just like them. There's plenty of people on Facebook. I just kind of laugh. I mean, you don't even know what this person's about. You know, I'm following this preacher or this person because, you know, if you're posting about social justice and your face, your picture is going on every one of your posts, you're a fake, phony fraud. And it's more about you and less about the issue. If you're putting your picture up with every post, now granted, when you post something, people are going to see who you are. There's no avoiding that. But I see people, these so-called activists, who their face is on everything. It ain't about you. It's about the issue. That's how I know you're a fraud, because it's not about you. If your face is, and you grinning and skinning and you trying to, you know, get your point across, if your face is on every one of your posts, you're a fraud. You're a fraud. Yeah. And then there are people who want to send subliminal messages like who they're going to go after. It's a, I just laugh, you know. I just laugh. Anyway, when people say, it's 5 minutes before the hour. People, oh, Ron, you're negative. Well, really? See, that's the crap we got to get rid of. That's the stuff we got to get rid of. That's the thing that we have to get rid of. We got to start keeping it real about what's going on in our community. But a lot of us, we talk about speaking into existence. No, you got to make it into existence. You see, a lot of us don't want to know the truth. Just like it says in my promo, you can't handle the truth. And there's a lot of our people who can't handle the truth. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in our community. There's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of anger and frustration, a lot of stuff going on in the black community that we need to get a hold of. There's a lot of stuff we need to get a hold of. A lot. You know, we got to stop with this, oh, you being negative. No, I'm not being negative. We have to keep it real because we have to face, just like a person who has a drinking problem, until they face the fact that they got a problem, until they accept that they have a problem, they're never going to be able to do anything about it. So we have to accept what's going on with us. We have to accept our flaws, our faults. We have to accept that and try to work on it. Because as long as we don't accept it, we're going to be giving out awards. We give out so many awards. We the most award-giving people Every time you turn around, we're giving somebody an award for something. I'm like, give me a break. Black folks are the most award-giving people. Shout out to Rahima Cabezas, who came back. We are the most award-giving people that you ever seen in your life. Every time you turn around, we're giving out awards. And look at the community. Well, what did you really do? Oh, God. Ron is negative. Oh, then I'll just be negative. Because I'm going to speak out to what ails our community until we do something about it. All right, everybody. It's time for me to break out of here. It's a couple minutes before the hour. I want to thank you all. Thank you, Keith, Lamont, Jeff, Rashima Cabezas, Mike Mazak, all the folks who joined in with me this evening. Thank you so much, and we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself, be well, and remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but you know what? Together, we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm out of here.